I suppose folks got maybe a pear tree or two, an apple tree, some fig, something like that, but not any peaches mounted thing. Mm-hmm. On son-in-law and daughters, they put out some peaches. Orchard there a few years ago. The peaches still gone. They still got figs and apples and pears.
You remember what kind of tree it was that Washington was supposed to cut down?
Washington. Mm-hmm. Cherry tree.
Y'all have those growing around this part of the country?
No cherries that I know of, except maybe there's a few wild cherries.
What would you call that hard inside part of a cherry?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with cherries.
Mm-hmm. Call it a pit or seed or something like that?
Oh, it's a seed, I guess. Yeah.
What about that hard inside part of a peach?
Well, they call that a seed, yeah.
Is there anything inside that seed?
Yeah, there's a sort of a kernel nut like. You bust that hard shell open, it's fella can eat it if he want to. So I'll taste them, they never did taste too good to me.
Do you have this kind of peach that the meat's real tight against the seed?
Yeah.
How's that? I didn't catch it.
A kind of peach that the meat is real tight against the seed?
Yeah. There's some like that, and then there's some that ripe, you just put them open and take the seed out. They call them bicanas. The boys, they call them clear seed, I believe. Mm-hmm. And them that's tied around there, call that a press peach. Mm-hmm. But all I ever see now is they shipped in here. They're what we call a clear seed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They grow them about, some back over here towards Ruston around up in there, right smart.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a fella comes through with a truck selling a few. Mm-hmm. But last year or two, I don't know if there's anybody in.
What do you call that part of the apple that's left after you eat around it?
Core. Mm-hmm. Call that the core. The apple of pear.
Mm-hmm. Did people around here ever take any apples or peaches and slice them up and set them out and let them dry?
Used to. Apples and peaches long way back on there, 50, 60 years ago, when they could grow a few stuff, they dry a lot of smart fruit like that, but they don't do it anymore. They put them in a jar or put them in a deep freeze, something if they're going to save a few.
What'd they call that?
Well, when they dry them like that, they call it dried fruit, dried peaches or dried apples.
You mentioned peanuts yesterday. Have you ever heard people around here call peanuts anything else?
We call them goobers. Goobers used to be goobers.
Yes, sir.
Got to be peanuts later years.
You ever heard called penders or ground
peanuts? Yeah, call them penders. Peanuts, goobers.